Tonight is the full moon. When you gaze its way, you're looking exactly opposite the sun. That's why the full moon will rise as the sun is setting. And it sets in the west just as the sun is rising in the east. So let's think about what else lurks opposite the sun. That spot has a name, by the way, the antisolar point. And it offers a treasure chest of marvels not seen anywhere else. Let's begin with what simple logic tells us must lurk at the antisolar point, the shadow of our planet. Later today, around sunset, look opposite the sunset toward the east. You'll see Earth's shadow hovering at the opposite point of the sunset. It looks like a deep blue-gray horizontal band hugging the eastern horizon. This curious apparition, so obvious and easy, you've actually seen it all your life. Whenever you're at a place the eastern sky is unobstructed, it's called the twilight wedge. Tonight's full moon will be rising there, right out of the twilight wedge. Incidentally, when the full moon is precisely opposite the sun, it meets our planet's shadow to produce a total lunar eclipse. The next will happen January 20th, and that will be visible from all of North America. Someday, bold travelers may actually visit the antisolar point, since that's where the L2 Lagrangian point resides. L2 is a gravitationally stable position in space opposite the sun, where the James Webb Space Telescope will be positioned. Okay, I've saved the most dramatic antisolar spectacle for last. Can you guess? It's the spectral arc that surrounds the shadow of your head at a distance of 42 degrees during any sun shower before 9 a.m. or after 4 p.m. this month. It's, of course, the rainbow. What a hoot. The sun is our friend and obsession, but the spot of sky opposite the sun hosts a wondrous assortment of fascinating phenomena. For A Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.